Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella has extremely local news for us. Good morning, Jen. What is going on with that plan by the Bucktown neighbors to hire a private security firm? I guess the mayor is not going for this, is she?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so a group of Bucktown neighbors, they have recently decided, with the spike in carjackings and armed robberies in the neighborhood, they want to hire their own private security to patrol a portion of the neighborhood. This has been done in other areas. It's traditionally done in like business districts where businesses will team up and hire a security guard to kind of patrol the area. But this would be more of a, you know, local street patrol, which is a little bit disturbing to Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who says, you know, that's the job of the Chicago Police Department, and we can't have private groups going in without the accountability built in that you have with the police department. But this group in Bucktown is moving forward with this plan as of now. The P4 is a private security firm that's been hired. They actually do only hire off-duty police officers, so the people who are armed and patrolling the area will be actual police officers. They just won't be working for the city at the time. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot said yesterday she's concerned it's a slippery slope. We can't have, you know, a totally separate police force happening in the city. So we'll see what happens. The group that hired this security force has been extremely quiet. They will not comment on their plan. They won't say who's, you know, accountable to it. But they were supposed to start patrolling yesterday in the area of between Armitage Street to the north, Damon to the west, North Avenue to the south, and Pelion to the east.
You can certainly understand the concern of the neighbors there and elsewhere in the city. What is the latest on that plan to build a big apartment complex near the Cumberland CTA Blue Line station?
So normally a, you know, new apartment development wouldn't be really very much news, but on the northwest side, Alderman Anthony Napolitano has been against this O'Hare apartment complex from the get-go, and he says a lot of the neighbors living near there are against it as well. But the city council moved forward to approve this complex, which is, as you know, in the history of Chicago politics, rare. Usually the alderman signs off on what is put in his or her ward, and it, going over their head, kind of violates the whole aldermanic prerogative thing that we've seen for decades in Chicago. And the alderman yesterday warned, you know, if you guys are going to go over my head, this is going to be you in the hot seat one of these days, and you're going to have to answer to your residents. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the people who supported the measure say this housing is badly needed for workers at O'Hare Airport who can't afford to live in the area and have long commutes. So this would bring 297 apartments, and 20% of them will be affordable, up to 8535 West Higgins near the airport.
We're going to hear more about that, I'm sure. And finally, we hate to report on stories like this, though. We will mention a beloved restaurant in Lincoln Square has closed.
Yes, this is so sad, and we were getting a bunch of messages from neighbors in Lincoln Square being like, hey, we were trying to order our Thai food, and we can't get through. And Rose Dead, which has been in the neighborhood for 40 years, closed last month. It was kind of a quiet closure. There was really no sign on the door or any indication that they were closed, so people were like, oh, maybe they're on vacation. But we confirmed with the daughter of the owners that they decided to leave. They were having too much of a hard time with COVID and just keeping the business afloat. They are selling the restaurant, and it could possibly be another Thai place. But the place, Rose Dead, was known for its authentic Thai food. A lot of people in the neighborhood are really upset. They're used to going to get their, you know, basil noodles and pad Thai and everything else, curries that were really authentic. So it's sad to see, but hopefully something else comes in there and fills that gap. Lincoln Square residents are really going to be missing it.
Rose Dead, there on Leland Avenue, family business, been there since 1976. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.